Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's hostile away game. You came here for reassurance. You paid full price for a comfortable answer. And I am sorry, truly sorry. Because this crowd is about to hear 15 wisdom traditions on one person's bonus check, their guilt about it, and whether waiting to feel worthy is the most expensive thing they own. The main event is already in your account. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one user's question goes through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and learn your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should I spend the bonus before I talk myself out of deserving it? Follow the yes road, you spend it, the courtroom never convenes, and you find out the verdict didn't matter. Follow the no road, you wait for clearance, the judge never arrives, and the money sits there gathering the interest of pure dread. Either way, should you spend the bonus before you talk yourself out of deserving it? Existentialism goes straight for the structural problem. It says, you built the courtroom, you appointed the judge, scheduled the trial, and the acquittal you are waiting for will never arrive, because no one filed charges except you. The bonus is just a number a payroll system deposited. It doesn't know your name. The guilt is not a signal from reality. It's a bureaucracy you invented and kept open.
Buddhism would push back on that. Not because the guilt is real, but because spending fast won't fix the source. It says the one who wants to spend and the one talking you out of deserving it wake up in the same body. You can outrun the voice by swiping the card, but the hollow place behind your ribs is still there on the walk home.
That is the actual disagreement in today's question. Existentialism says the problem is fictional. You made it, you can unmake it by just acting. Buddhism says the problem is structural. It's inside you, not inside the permission. They're not even arguing about the bonus. They're arguing about whether the courtroom is a choice or a condition.
There's a third lane though, cynicism. And I mean, actual ancient cynicism, not just being difficult. Says deserving is furniture you built from the same material as your debts. The dog doesn't deserve the sun, he just stands in it. Spend it, not because you earned it, not because you're worth it, but because standing in the doorway performing your own unworthiness is the most expensive thing you will ever do. That image wrecked me a little.
Judaism makes a specific move here that nobody else tries. It says count out the tenth, the portion that already belongs to someone whose name you don't know, before the question about deserving even lands, not as a spiritual trick, as an act of the hand that reorganizes the question. Christianity is adjacent. The Samaritan poured the oil without asking whether the man in the ditch deserved it. Deserving, it says, is the priest's question. Mercy doesn't wait for the answer. And then there's Vedanta, which just asks, who is the one standing there, racing against their own verdict? Find that one. Not to comfort them, to ask what awareness they're actually appearing in.
The pop culture oracle gave us the golden buzzer moment. Confetti falling, the judge on her feet, and the person standing in it, still looking around to see who it was really for. It's the Britain's Got Talent clip. Susan Boyle, 2009, if you need the homework. The gift is already descending. The waiting isn't caution. It's the refusal to receive. I don't think the oracle is broken today. That is exactly the question.
To the person who sent this in, the traditions don't agree on what the guilt means, but cynicism named the cost clearly. Standing in the doorway holding the bonus, performing unworthiness, that is not free. Whatever you do with the money, stop paying that tax first.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it is worth something to you, head to TheGodShow.us and support the project so it stays that way. And to the hostile crowd in this arena tonight, yes you, the one who came for a comfortable answer and got 15 traditions and a golden buzzer and a dog standing in the sun, The moving boxes are still in that empty room. The truck is still running. And the bonus is still in your account. The courtroom adjourns. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.